Hey friends, welcome back to the Get Balanced podcast with me, Dr. Donnie, and I have two very special guests on the podcast today. I think you're going to be wowed by them. This is the Back to School Resolutions College Edition, where we're talking about helping and supporting your kids heading back to school. Episode 132.
Welcome to the Get Balanced podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
All right, welcome back, my friends. This is the college edition of Back to School Resolution. And I'm talking about resolutions that you make as the parent, right? And that's what I want to talk to you today about. I want to talk about how can you best prepare yourself to support, guide, and lead your college-age students. And, you know, episode 130, I went over, which was last week's episode, I went over things through K through 12, right, of how to best support. And I talked about, you know, the challenges that students have, but really it's about what can we do as parents. And I actually touched on this three-step process that I use often, and that's the reflect, reset, rebalance model. And the idea, what I'd throw out to you, is to reflect on last year for your college age student, or perhaps they were in high school and they're transitioning into college. If you think about it, I'd like for you to think about, and if you want, jot it down, like, what were the very, very good things that you did? You know, let's focus on the positive. What did we do well? And start thinking about that. And I'd like for you to refresh your memory. I mean, it could be from attending their sporting events to helping them with homework, or in college, it could be some of the same on that as well, actually, except some of that homework's getting a little bit more difficult. Can't really help them on that. But anyhow, you know, you think about, you know, what went well? How did you support them? What great experiences did you have with them? And then after you do that, think about everything that you did really well. Now look at it and think of, hey, were there any areas for room for improvement? And that's what the reflection piece is about, right? Think about what we did well and where can we improve? And for some of you, you know, you may be doing a lot of stuff really, really good. And then it's a matter of, wow, how can you continue to do that, right? And focus on that. For others, there could be a little room for improvement. And with talking with some of the folks that call me and email me, you know, I know there's some people out there that there's a lot of room for improvement, and that's okay. You know, this, and that takes us into that second part, the resetting piece, just a quick review on that. If there's a lot of room for improvement or significant room, you know what? That's okay. This is not about beating yourself up over it. It's actually about forgiving yourself. And because the best way to move forward is to move forward without regret. Now, you can learn by reflecting on, hey, where's my room for improvement, and learn how can I do things better? And then that's what I want you to do. I want you to hit that reset button, because this is a new school year and that's what we're off doing. And then the third piece of it is the rebalance piece, right? And that is looking at your desired future for your college age student or students. And think about, how do you want this school year to be for them? How do you want to be there to help them, support them, guide them, you know, just sort of be there for them, right? How can you best do that? What would you like to do? And I share this with you because I have two of my two youngest daughters are college students now. So with that, I thought, you know what, this would be a great episode to bring in the family a little bit. And I have my two special guests, and these are absolutely special guests of mine because they are my daughters. So with that, welcome to the show, Gabriella and Hannah.
Thank you. We're very happy to be here.
Oh, not really. Are you happy to be here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. She's Rella to me, but Gabriella to many. And Gabby for others. Yeah. I mean, you got a million nicknames. All right. With that, Gabriella, let's start with you, because you are my third child and the older of the two sitting in front of me here. Tell the listeners out there a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you go to college, all the good stuff.
I'm going to be a sophomore at Vanderbilt University, and I am currently in Army ROTC, and I'm a cheerleader. I am studying molecular and cellular biology, hopefully to be a doctor.
Wow, let's see. Folks, she really is my daughter, even though it sounds like she lives a completely out of balanced life. So let's see. Let's start with Army ROTC. What time do you generally, what, 3 days a week? I know this because I talked to you last year. 4:30 in the morning, wake up.
At least.
Oh, at least
It
4:30 in the morning.
depends what they want for that day. It can be early as 3:15 in the morning, or sometimes I'm sleeping in till 5 in the morning.
Wow. All
Sleeping
right.
in. Yeah.
Yeah. So she doesn't sleep much, like a lot of the listeners out there. And then halfway through your freshman year, you decided to become a cheerleader, which, oh, okay, I'm going to be a D1 cheerleader. And
Right.
yeah, but you did it in high school, so you're ready for it, huh?
Yes, it's definitely what I consider my free time is what I, if you could say it's free time, that's what I use it for.
All right. And heading back here in a few days, we're heading in the car back to Nashville.
Right.
Yep. All right. Looking forward to spending the time in the car, right?
Yes.
One-on-one time. All right, Hannah, let's hear from you.
All right. I'm going to be a freshman at the University of Tampa, and I'm currently enrolled in their honors program. So that'll be very exciting. And I plan on studying psychology, and we're gonna get a double major in there somewhere, but we're still planning for that. But yeah, I plan on being a part of a lot of different clubs and activities, but I do not know yet. So, yeah.
To be
To be
determined.
determined,
Yeah.
yes.
And folks, these are my two youngest girls. I also have a daughter, oldest child, Rachel. She graduated from Ohio State University as well as graduate school out in California. And I'll tell you, folks, you never know when you send your kids off out of state. Sometimes they don't come back. She still lives in Los Angeles. So be wonderful to get her back to the Midwest or the South. And because that's where we're at right now, we're in Florida, and we relocated down here as a family just 2 days after Hannah graduated, which it's been quite a journey this summer because we still are not in our house yet, so it's quite a journey, but we're getting through it, right?
Yes.
All right, now I want to talk about support, and that's where I think from a parent's perspective, and girls, if you think about it, I want to take you back to your latter years of high school. For Hannah, it's just like, a few months ago. But essentially, though, how did you like the support that I gave you? I guess I'm just asking for a critique here, right? Live on the show, right? Where did I do well, and where did I maybe have some room for improvement? What do you girls think? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think throughout high school, my dad definitely supported me in a lot of different ways. And one thing that I remember is he asked me, "How can I support you?" And I think that's something that all parents should do with their children because there's different ways of supporting different children. And so he asked me, and I responded with, "I think I'm an independent person, and I think I can do this by myself, but when I need you, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna let you know." And he really took that upon himself to trust me in my application process and deciding college. Yet something I really enjoyed with him is that he just always he wanted to be in the loop. So how are your college applications going? Have you been thinking about this college or this college, and are you progressing? And I think that was some of the greatest support I've probably ever had because it led me to be motivated in learning more about these different colleges and my different options and opportunities. And that was very, very helpful throughout my senior year because it really put me in a position to make a decision for myself and where I wanted to go to college. And I knew that regardless of where I chose, he would be right there with me along the way.
Oh, well, thank you. I did something right. Gabriella, how about with you? What, well, you already experienced your freshman year in college. So did, I guess I am a little bit more of a hands-off approach.
Yes, I I appreciate the hands-off approach, especially in high school, because it allowed me to transition to college way easier than some of my friends. Some of my friends like had their hand held all through high school and then got like thrown into college without their parent right next to them. And it didn't go so well for them as it did for me. So I liked being able to be independent in high school and making my own decisions because my dad trusted me to make the right decisions. And it led me to be able to do that easier and like transition to college a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. So far, I'm doing okay. Right? All right. But we have college now. Speaking of college, I'm going to ask you, Gabriella, because you've had your freshman year already, is what were some of the challenges you found in college compared to high school? I mean, it's a big transition. It is. And
right.
And what kind of challenges did you find? And maybe even speak about what kind of challenges did you sort of maybe see in others that you learned from?
Right. Yeah. I think a lot of college students have like around the same challenges in the sense of like, for starters, you're living next to your best friends. Like they're either your roommate or your floor mates or the people in the building next to you. And I think that's really challenging to be able to sit down and like do your schoolwork and then like also make time for friends without spending all your time with friends. And I thought that was a big challenge to balance that aspect. Also, I think it's a big challenge going to like, especially Vanderbilt University, like a tough university, because it's just the mental challenge of it, of seeing all of these people, like these smart people, and just like everyone has like their unique qualities, and going into that from like a much smaller high school, like you have to realize your own self-worth. And I thought that was a big challenge for me, was just seeing all of these amazing people and like realizing that I got into this school for like my own reasons. And so I thought that was a bit of a mental challenge too.
Yeah. And actually you mentioned something, there's self-worth and like self-esteem. And that's such of a challenge for many children out there. From middle school to high school and all of that. How do you find, what parenting skills did you find valuable when it came to help building up that self-worth inside of you? Or how did you build it? How did that come about in you?
Right. I think I needed to remind myself, honestly, like of all of my accomplishments I've made. And I think like having a parent who like has you remember and like remember your accomplishments, but also like keeps pushing you. Like, so it's not like a parent always giving you compliments and just like, so then you don't like believe them, you know, I like the true, like honesty and like, and I really like that. And I think you do that. It's like, sometimes you'll be like, you know, I'm sitting lazy for 7 days. And sometimes you're like, you need to get up, you know, sometimes I do that. And I really like that.
Folks, she did not appreciate it at the time. No, she's home on break for a little bit. And I thought, you know, okay, you've been in that bedroom enough now. And it was one of those, it's time to get your blank out of bed and go to the gym or go do something. And you didn't really care for it at the moment.
I didn't at the moment, but I did thank you later.
You did. I know.
Right.
That was a surprise.
Yeah.
No, but you bring on something about that self-esteem though, right? Remind yourself and remind your college age kids, right? Remind them of the accomplishments of how they got to college, right? They did this. They did balance school work. You guys were, I mean, from Hannah, you're in soccer and track, and Gabriella in cheer and track. I mean, you guys had your extracurricular activities, speech and debate. I mean, you did all this stuff. Hannah, you worked 2 years in high school, and you know, you balanced, you were able to manage these different things.
Yeah.
And to be able to take those skills off to college, I think is very, very helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but it is important, right? Start with a positive list. Hey, what am I doing well? And I think that's great for we parents to remind our kids, you know, they have done so well, and that they their track record says they'll continue to do so, right? And it's our job as parents, of course, to be there and support them and, you know, give them, you know, I've always got your back type attitude, you know, no matter what. And one of the things I think it, well, Gabriella, you mentioned this once in a phone call, that that time when you didn't quite do so well on maybe one of, or you didn't, you were beating yourself up, but you, it was actually one of the best compliments you ever gave me. And that was when you said, Dad, I felt so comfortable just being able to tell you honestly about, hey, I didn't put my best effort towards this paper or something, right? And that you felt comfortable in coming to me about that. Did I chew you up for it?
No, not at all. He knows how hard I am on myself. So like, he knew as a parent that putting more pressure on me would do no good. I had enough pressure that I gave for myself. So it was really nice to be able to talk to him and just like tell him like how I messed up, and but also tell him how I'm planning to fix it. And he told me he was proud of me for like making a plan, which was really nice and like comforted me in the aspect that like it's okay to mess up sometimes.
Yeah, that it is. And that's important for Hannah, for you to know going in. I mean, you're gonna, you know, and I'm telling you, you know, you got to get ready. It's not high school, you know. You got to prepare yourself. And actually, this summer, you've been doing something to prepare yourself. I know, I think you passed off a book, didn't you, Gabrielle?
Yeah. It's called The Freshman Survival Guide. And this is probably one of the best books I've read in order to properly prepare myself for college. And it basically talks about, you know, balancing your social life, academics, your mental health, and your well-being. And it talks about all these different aspects and just really gives you some great advice going into college as a freshman. So I basically, something I was, you know, going to that well-being part, you know, make time for yourself and your priorities and list out your priorities, be confident in your schedule and go with it. Because if you start to get off track, you know, skip class, that's, you know, you're going downhill from there. They say it's a slippery slope. They always use that term in the book. It's a slippery slope from there. You know, you got to be confident in your schedule. You got to go with it. You have to work out, you know, create a good diet and be very focused academically and really get to know your professors. I think that's something I'm really looking forward to, is really getting to know my professors, because they dedicated their whole lives to this subject. And so that's something to really take advantage of going into school.
No, that is some great advice. And what was the name of that book again?
The Freshman Survival Guide.
Yeah. I'll definitely try to put that in the show notes. Freshman Survival is, and you think about heading off to college, Hannah, what are you anticipating as being like a challenge for you, or a couple challenges?
I think that there's so much I want to do going into college. There's so much I want to accomplish. And that's a bit overwhelming when you want to do all these things. And, you know, I want to, you know, be in school, yet also have my own little side hustles where I'm still writing and I'm still, you know, I want to be a co-author with my dad. And like, there's so many, you know, there's big things I want to accomplish in school. And I think just prioritizing all of those things is going to be difficult, because also balancing all of those things, because it's the fitness, it's the social aspect of college, which is hard to get, you know, you can get wrapped up in those parties and going out every weekend during the week even. So it's just being able to manage time, you know, time management is a big thing, and just manage all those activities and things you want to get done in school.
Yeah. Gabriella, how are those college parties?
I honestly wouldn't know. I'm serious. Yeah, no comment.
I think that's an episode in and of itself. So with you girls, there are a lot of challenges, and with our listeners and their kids out there, a lot of challenges heading off to school and things like that. What can we as parents do to best support our beautiful children that we're trying to do everything we can. And what is a method that works for you when I'm trying to give you support and things like that? Or maybe what is a method that you know does not work?
Yeah, I think, a method that doesn't work for me is just being kind of blunt with me, because in general, that's with everybody.
Like, well, I'm the opposite.
I know, Gabriella.
When someone's blunt.
Everybody needs someone like Gabriella, because she will tell you how it is, regardless of your feelings.
Yeah, don't ask Gabriella a question unless you really want the answer.
No, yeah. So I think, obviously, I love having that, but from a parent perspective, I just need kind of to exactly what my dad has been doing, is that independent approach and just really offering his support and guidance when I ask him to, because regardless, I know he's going to be there. But if I'm doing my own thing and he's just, you know, railing me with all this advice, like, you need to get this done, you need to get this done, it's just super overwhelming. And nobody wants like a helicopter parent that's always up in their business and just all up on them, because nobody wants to enjoy that when they're in college. You know, you have the freedom, and, you know, I know my dad will always be there for me. So I think just what's really important as parents is to ask your children how you can be there for them, because you're giving them, you know, an opportunity to share with them. And that's also, you know, a leadership style. It's like, how would you like to be led? And I think that's really important to teach people, because you're giving them an opportunity to share how they best learn, and to take advantage of that.
Right. I agree. And I think, like, for each person, it's something completely different. For me, I need more, like, on the academic standpoint, I don't need, and my dad knows, like, he doesn't really need to tell me to do my homework or ask me if I've done everything for school. He knows, like, I'll get it done. But on, like, the fitness aspect or something like that, sometimes I need my dad to be like, hey, have you gone to the gym this week? It's just something I would like him to ask me. And then if I say no, I need a little bit of tough love and be like, well, you need to get to the gym, because, you know, it makes you feel better and you really need to do that. And so I think it's it depends on who the child is, and, like, very independent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's something that I learned having four children, is that each one needs to be led differently. No different than in the workplace, you know, situational leadership. So it's the same thing in the family, is that each person needs to be led differently. So I have two older ones. I have Rachel, who's out in Los Angeles, I think that I mentioned. And again, you never know when they go real far away. Sometimes they don't come back just real quick. And then my son, Donnie, who I've had on the podcast before, is firefighter back in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, but each one needs, you know, I support them differently, and as well as the girls here, Gabrielle and Hannah with me. And, you know, when I, with this support concept and things like that, it truly is just a matter of, hey, we have a shared vision, right? I have a shared vision with these two kids here, is that what is your vision? They share it with me for their college experiences. And then I simply am asking, how can I help you get there? You know, how can I support you? And I think having that one-on-one communication is very, very helpful. And also having that time where we actually did this just about 2 hours ago. We went out on a walk on the beach together, the three of us. And I had this conversation with them. I was, hey, how can I best support you? And one of the things that I asked of them when they said, well, what would you like, Dad, and stuff like that? And I said, you know what? I'd like it if we definitely touch base at least once a week, because, you know, we all get busy. And even if I'm traveling or different things like that, but just to have that connection to where we know, hey, once a week, we're going to catch up. And, you know, in college, I think it's, you know, it's probably going to be like a Sunday or, you know, something like that, where things are, you know, getting ramped up for the next week. And it's just a way to do it. But you know, I just thought of something, Gabriella, something that you did last year is you said, hey, Dad, you got, Marlene and me on Snapchat for the first time. and we're doing group Snapchat.
Yeah, that has helped. Yeah.
You know, because she's like, well, you don't need to text me, like asking me what I'm doing or things like that, or I have to text you a long answer back. I'll just give you a snap. So let me set up a group Snapchat. So I think we're going to get that. And since we've been living together, this summer, we haven't been doing it, but I think we'll get that thing, dust that off and start doing it again.
I love that.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So, all right, folks. So even though I say, watch out for that social media, but sometimes you can use it in the right manner. So,
yeah.
All right, girls, with that, I'm going to wrap up this podcast, but I do want to tell both of you how proud I am of you and that you have been super fun and rewarding to raise and all of that. And it's going to be very difficult taking you both back to school here in a few days and Hannah in a week. And difficult yet exciting because you guys have these chapters in your life that you are growing up. And as you tell me, you are adulting. So, with that adulting, but I'm very proud of you. I love you both very, very much. And with that, I would like to say for all the parents out there, get out there, love your children like I know you do. Be there, support them, and may God bless you with all of your initiatives and everything that you want to do. For your kids, for yourself, for your family. May God bless you all, and we'll be talking again next week. Have a great one.
Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balance program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.